Welcome back here on Husker Radio. We're pleased to be joined with Debbie DeCleva, the CEO of Monarch Flyway in Ogallala, Nebraska. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We were hoping to have you in studio, but you know, weather doesn't exactly always give us the best chance for that when you get 14 inches of snow.
Right.
But we're pleased to have you in. Tell me about this company, Monarch Flyway. I know we're going to talk about an award you guys just won, but it sounds like you guys have been a Nebraska-based company for quite some time now, going on, you know, it's all 30-plus years, right?
Right, yeah, 35 years. So we stationed our business in Ogallala, Nebraska. We're a milkweed company, and we make products out of milkweed. So whether it's like bedding, Ogallala Comfort is one of the things that people know us most by where we have down comforters and pillows. But mm-hmm. we have a new product. That's why we're so excited to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Milkweed, I don't know if most people can think about milkweed too much, about what way you can use with it, but it sounds like you can use it for a lot of things.
Yeah, there are a lot of different opportunities. It's a hollow fiber, and it is also has a natural waxy coating on it. So it has a lot of insulation properties, and it also is water resistant. So in World War II, they actually used it for life jackets and flight jackets. So people would go out and pick milkweed to keep servicemen afloat.
Wow. Talk with Debbie DeCleva here from Monarch Flyway. Let's talk about your award, because just recently you were awarded an award at the Outdoor Retailer Snow Show in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, so that is an international show, and there is a magazine that goes around and finds the best innovations for the show and give out 5 best of show awards. Milkweed Insulation received one of those awards. So we were thrilled because there are people from all over the world at this trade show.
That's very good. And obviously a best in show is a pretty good sign for you. Is this a show you guys go to frequently, or?
It was actually the first time that we had ever gone as an exhibitor.
Oh, very good.
So it was the introduction of this new product that we've invented.
That's awesome. So what was the product that actually won the award?
It is Minsulite. It is an insulation made out of 80% milkweed fiber and 20% binder. And it is only 3 millimeters thick, but it outperforms synthetic insulation as far as warmth capacity. So it's almost half the weight, but more warmth than other products on the market.
What would be used for? I mean, obviously insulation, but what primarily would you use it for?
So we were at the outdoor gear show. So we're looking at hats, gloves, boots, jackets, snow pants, those kinds of things. And with it being so thin, it would give like maximum mobility to sportsmen who love outdoor activities.
And water resistant. So that obviously is another bonus there, especially right now.
We were so thrilled because there were a lot of fishing, like fly fishing type people who came and talked to us, because they're like, oh, we've been looking for something that is water resistant because everything else gets waterlogged and then people are obviously cold. So the water resistant part, especially with water activities, was really advantageous for those. So we're hopeful that we'll be in some fishing gear.
Absolutely. Debbie DeCleva, again, the CEO of Monarch Flyway, talking with us, says Minsulite was their product that won best in show at the Outdoor Retailer Snow Show in Salt Lake City, Utah. When was that show?
It was just last week.
Oh, very good.
So, yeah, we just got back last Friday.
And from obviously a lot of this made from milkweed, and we had kind of talked before we talked on the interview here that you know, milkweed pretty native to Nebraska, at least when you first came to Nebraska back in the 80s, it was even more abundant.
Right. Yeah. It's really all over the place. And we had already started working with farmers in Paxton and Minden. And then when corn prices went up, the milkweed went out. So it was like sure bet with corn prices and milkweed being a new crop was, you know, haven't had it all figured out yet. So we've lost some of our milkweed here in Nebraska, but we're hoping to turn the tide on that.
And it sounds like you got support from, you know, the Nebraska Department of Economic Development's been a part of this. I know that with maybe a grant.
Yeah. So in order to get to where we are right now, we applied for a prototype grant with the Nebraska Department of Economic Development, and that was awarded. And that gave us the opportunity to go through a lot of different iterations on how can we make this so that it's washable and keep its warmth and, you know, perform better than the other products that are out there. And so it was super important to be able to get that support from our economic development in Nebraska.
Talk with Monarch Flyway here. Again, their product, Mincelite, was awarded a prestigious award at an outdoor show in Salt Lake City, Utah, just this month. Debbie DeCleva with us. If they want to try this product, if they want to get it, how can they do that?
Well, we are actually working on developing our own because the companies that do clothing and outdoor clothing are really long lead times. And so before you find it in products that are, you know, in some of the bigger brands, we are going to be having something available. We hope to have it launched by the end of August. So ready for fall.
Very good. Very excited about this. Well, Debbie, anything else you want to touch on this morning?
No, we're just grateful for the community support over the last 35 years, and we look forward to really putting Nebraska on the map as a innovation center for sustainable products.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's lightweight and warmer, water resistant. It obviously uses a rural Nebraska product, so it's going to help out rural economies. And it sounds like a win all around. Thank you so much, Debbie, for your hard work on this. Congrats on the award and best of luck with the line hopefully launching in August.
Thank you so much, Tanner.